Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
Getting immediate help is critical if you're having a heart attack, which I was.
Mary Goldenberger of McKinleyville had angioplasty at the Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital.
St. Joe's is a great place to go for help. The cath lab crew was fantastic. Everybody seemed to know exactly what their job was. For all the people at St. Joe's that every day are taking care of the needs of this community, I say thank you and God bless you.
The Heart Institute at St. Joseph Hospital. For more information, log on to stjosepheureka.org.
This is Dick Johnson with the Community Comment. I'm back. If you've listened to Community Comment for any length of time, you'll know that I've had lots of trouble with my knees. My truck license plate reads 6 knees. When I put it on, it included the original 2, but now it doesn't. The right one has been fragile since the last surgery, and I finally tweaked it a few weeks ago when it put me in a wheelchair until we can find out just what's wrong in there. The paperwork, doctors being on vacation, and a couple of other factors have held up progress, but I hope to get it worked out soon. Thanks to Angie and Brian and the staff here at KINS for letting someone fill in for me while we tried to work things out. I've had plenty of time to think these last few weeks, and between working on my barbershop music, checking my computer, and trying to stay awake from the effects of the prostate cancer meds, I try not to think about what the consequences of this latest development might be. I was thinking about how this all started, the community comments, that is, about 30 years ago. I was running a small butcher shop in what was Stanton's Market, later changed to Myrtle Town Market, not to be confused with Myrtle Avenue Market, which it was for quite a while. Deliveries sent to the wrong store, customers going to the wrong one for special orders. Anyway, Hugo and Barb started Community Comment with Sam Swanlin, Larry Lazio, and I think Jerry Partain, among others. KINS was our station of choice at the store, and I told Hugo one day that I would like to do that. He told me to do up a couple, and he would keep them ready for when someone couldn't make it for one reason or another. One day, one of the regulars left, and Hugo says, "You can do it if you want to." Well, I wanted to, and the rest is history. Sam Swanlin is gone, of course, as is Robin Arkley. Father Doug Thompson did them for a long time. Jerry Partain became unable to do them, but I've persisted for almost 30 years. Sam Panizzi has been on board for a long time, as have Phil Arnott, Tom Cookman, and Haida Regina. Most of the comments and reactions I get are good ones, and I really enjoy doing the comments. I try to mix them up and make people think, not necessarily think like I do, just think. Of course, I've stuck my foot in my mouth a few times, and if I find out I'm off base, I try to apologize. I got into it once with a so-called investigative reporter from Fortuna, who had gone on the TV news and told some untruths, or misspoke, as the politicians call it today. I knew better, so I called her on it in my comment. She called me up, raked me over the coals, called me several names, and informed me that she was an investigative reporter, and I had no business disputing her word. I told her she could have my next spot to rebut. We have 3 minutes. She showed up with about 6 minutes worth of stuff and had to edit it on the spot. I got several calls saying, "If this was a catfight, you won." Well, as I said before, things with my knee are still unsettled, and I will continue with the comments as long as I'm able and as long as Angie and Brian and the staff here at KINS 106.3 FM will have me, and of course you listeners too. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.